Hi, welcome back to your favorite podcast show, Take 10 with Firen. You're listening to, of course, Annabelle, and this is episode 3, Going Vegan in Nigeria. I know, I promised to talk about the one. I changed my mind. Besides, I just published a blog post titled, I don't think I'm ready for marriage. So just check it out. Thank you. So I think the very first question that anybody ever has to ask me is, why did you go vegan? I think the concept is really hard to understand, why someone that has grown up eating meat, loves it, and the African household, like, meat is your reward for finishing food, and you're going to wake up and say no, I don't want that reward. A lot of people cannot understand, cannot relate. So for me, why did I go vegan? Going vegan was one of my I want to live a healthier life decisions. At first, you know, there was the, oh, just be vegetarian. And I just thought to myself, I don't really care for meat like that. The only thing that is in food that I know I can't do without, like if I see it, I lose all composure. It's chicken. And if I can just take out chicken from my menu, then what's the point? Let me just take out every other thing. So for me, that was it. That was my deciding factor. I wanted to live a healthier life. And I just didn't see why meat needed to be in the picture. So I decided to go all out, change to mostly plant-based foods. And and veggies and fruits. That was it. I took out beef. Beef was a no-no. I wasn't even eating egg, guys. None of that. And the thing was, it's funny because at that point, it was so strict for me. I actually was following through with this. I went into a few bombs, but yeah, it's the usual. Family members cannot understand. Oh my God. Those ones, as if they should prep them. See, always act confused. Always act like you don't know what's going on. Even though she has said it 5 times before. They could never understand. There was always meat in my food when they were dishing. I'm like, I don't want meat. And the person I said is like, you don't want meat? See, there was nothing in my mouth when I said it the first time. I don't want meat. I repeated myself a couple of times. I got tired of talking. I got tired of repeating myself. People just didn't understand. At the time, my dad was having, what? So you're not going to eat meat? At first, he just thought, oh, okay, this was one of her. She does this. She just decides. I know, like, day one, day two, usual ritual of calling me to come finish his food. You know, I wasn't touching his fish or meat or chicken. My guy's like, are you not going to eat chicken? I'm like, no, I'm not. He could not understand. Hello, hello, daughter. What are you saying? So for me at that point, I just thought, man, it's going to be a long one. But I stuck to it. People came around, eventually they realized, okay, just take the meat out of her food when you're going to give her and stop asking her whether or not she's going to eat meat because she's not going to eat meat. Yeah, so I was successful. Eventually, I passed the message to everybody and they heeded. But I think at first the reactions in the beginning were just hilarious, like nobody was having it. And it lasted, 2 months? All of 2 months. And then I stopped. I ended my vegan journey. How did it end? Why did it end? I traveled to go visit my sister. She's not very encouraging when it comes to these things. And she's like, please, I don't have energy for this. I didn't have money to continue it. I couldn't buy banana for myself. So I told myself, you know what? You are a Nigerian shite. You are Ozla. You're not going to die. So the way you died, no one asked you, what kid you nothing more? I said, I'm not going to eat meat. I'm going to be vegan. I want only plant-based food. Therefore, I died. No. We're not going to have those type of stories. So I had to bathe myself, come back. But the reality is that, yeah, that was just like a major factor of why I came back. Plus, sort of missing out on stuff. I felt like I was missing out on a lot. I was like, let's move, please. Let's go back. So I'm going to drop 10 tips on things that you should do or not do, but mostly do when or if you're considering going vegan. It's not a bad thing. It's great, guys. Trust me. Going vegan is actually sort of amazing. Like, I actually enjoyed it. And I'm working at it as I speak. So, if you're going to pick that, yes, please, do go vegan. It was nice. So, tip number one, make sure it is your money. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, if you don't have money, see, if you know that you're not calling shots because your pocket is tied to somebody else's pocket, except this person that we speak of loves you and doesn't care. Please, Ninaja, go and get your money, please. They're going to use it to do caricature. They're going to use it to play. They're not going to respect your decision. Just have your money. Tip number two, be ready to answer questions. You see this thing? They will ask you a question. Hey, just be ready. Be ready to answer random things. Be ready to answer questions that are just dumb. Simply. Tip number three. Easiest way to start is slowly. This is, I will tell you for free, one of the things that I did wrong was start as if, oh dear Lord, I have been a vegan for years. If I had known any better, I would have just chilled and probably just taken out a few things, maybe gone through the vegetarian route, pescatarian for a bit, just do different things, you know, and just slowly ease into veganism. But I didn't. I just went straight in. Tip number four, have fun eating. A lot of times we try to copy what we see on Google. Because now you're going to Google, you're going to hardly find Nigerian foods that are vegan. I'm not a lot of vegan Nigerians have documented their process or are currently sharing, or at least I haven't seen a lot of them. So what will happen is you're just going to see Igbo foods. And you're going to start to form, we foreign, hello, carry your ugu and your okra and make sense out of it, please. Don't try to overdo. Tip number five, love your fruits. One of my saving graces, one of my best decisions was, okay, I'm going to dive into fruits. One, I'm a sweet tooth, so you don't want to know how painful it was for me to bid, you know, sugary stuff goodbye. And then I now said that I'm not doing sugar again. And no, who gave me now? It wasn't very easy. So love your fruits. If there's any fruit that you love to eat, get a lot of it. Tip number six, don't overthink your vegetables. Don't just start to go and look for parsley and, you know, they said zucchini. Dude, hello sister, do what you can. Do what is available. Use what is available to you.
it doesn't have to be a lot of Igbo things. Like I said, Nigeria, we have loads and loads of vegetables at our beck and call. We have it at our disposal. Hello, please, just utilize our own. Thank you. If you don't know how to cook, ask somebody. They will help you. So figure it out. Play with your recipes, but use Nigerian stuff. Things are relatable, things are in your market. Tip number 7. Be okay with repeating meals. I think one of the things that we're not very used to in African homes is, I take that back, I'm very used to this already. Eat rice today, eat rice tomorrow, eat rice every day. Just make sure that what you're eating, they're good food or good foods and they're healthy. But don't be okay with it. Just be okay with repeating your meals. Number 8, drink tea. I was not always a tea lover. To be honest, the idea just was fake. But then I started to get into teas and I realized how much lighter I felt in the course of my day. I don't know if it's just me. Let me know if it's... Tell me though. Comment. Tell me. Is it just me? Like, do you feel like drinking tea does something weird to you? I don't know. Maybe just me. Tip number 9. Research. Stalk. Google everything that has to do with veganism. Google everything that has to do with being a vegetarian. Over vegetarians, over lacto vegetarians. Google all of that before and make a decision, so you don't just fly into something and you don't know why you're even going to it or what you're getting yourself into. So do a lot of research. It was when I did my research that I figured, oh, vegans, some vegans don't even do honey because like honey was gotten from animals. I'm like, wow. Hello, guys. That's I'm not digging sugar. I think we're not to take honey again. This is not too extra. But yeah, it's really serious like that for some people. So research on what you're doing. And finally, tip number 10. Keep an open mind. See all this talk? Just make sure your mind is open. It will help. It will go a long way. So guys, I've given 10 tips and I've tried to stay within 10 to 15 minutes. But all I know is it's not easy. If you're going to live in your father's house, your auntie's house, your sister's house or brother's house, the African Nigerianness is not going to help you. But you just have to keep fighting, guys. You just have to stay on track, okay? Thank you for listening to me talk about going vegan in a Nigerian home. Right now, I'm not vegan anymore. Thanks to, obviously, lack of discipline and giving up. But I'm getting back at it. I've actually started to take out all sugars and I'm working on moving slowly into vegetarian before I, you know, make up my mind to completely strip myself of all animal-related stuff. I'm a sweet tooth, so it's kind of hard for me to let go of honey if I'm not going to be using sugar. But I'm coming to it, you know, started the journey again. And yeah, let me know if you want me to document my journey for your listening, watching, and reading pleasures. I'll be delighted to. By the way, did you know that I resigned from my job? Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about in the next episode. So do not forget to tune back in next Thursday. Before I leave, I need you to do one teeny weeny thing for me. Make sure you sign up on MyRA for constant and easy access to all my content. I mean, do not stress yourself like this. Totally worth it. Plus, I mean, you'll be getting the email. Stuff will drop in there for you. So why don't you just do that? okay. I'll see you next week. Ciao, my love.